May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A little girl came to her mom one day and asked a question. She said, "Mom, what is God like?" Now, not knowing exactly how to answer, the mom did make an answer. She said, "Go ask your father." Well, the girl's dad wasn't home that night, so the next day she went to school, and so she asked the teacher, she said, "Mom," she said, "what is God like?" Well, she didn't get a satisfactory answer from her teacher, so that night, when her dad did come home, she finally got to ask her dad the question, "What is God like?" Now, her dad was pretty busy, so he just kind of passed over the question as quickly as he could. About a week later, the mom was cleaning the little girl's bedroom, and she found a little poem that the girl had written. The poem said this: "I asked my mom what God was like, and she didn't know. I asked my teacher what God was like, and she didn't know. I asked my daddy, who knows more than anyone else in the whole world, what God was like, and he didn't know. I think when I am as old as my mom and dad, I will know something about God." The gospel I read today is called the prologue, the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. And in those 18 short verses, it tells us an awful lot about God and an awful lot about Jesus, his son. "In the beginning was God, and he was God, and he was the Word, and the Word became flesh." God became Jesus. There was a father and a son walking along on a beach, and they were talking about God and Jesus. And the little boy asked his son, "Is Christ all of God?" The father stopped, and he picked up a shell, and he scooped the ocean water, a little bit of the ocean water, into the shell. And he said to his son, he said, "This is not all of the ocean, but it's all of the ocean that you can get into this shell." In the same way, all of God that can be got into a person is in Jesus Christ. So the question about what is God like, first of all, we must look at Jesus. God became flesh in Christ. And once we've accepted that, once we've celebrated Christmas of the Word becoming flesh, in that prologue of St. John, more importantly, it says that to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gives power to become children of God. God became flesh in Jesus, and to all who receive him, he gives power to become children of God, to take in as much of that water of life as we want. Because of Christmas, all of us have been given power to become children of God. Yet all of us have to make a choice in how we use that power, because we have power. We have the power to destroy, and we have the power to build up. We have the power to love. We also have that power to hate. We have the power to trust. And yet we have that power to mistrust. We have the power to be kind. And we also have that power to be very cruel. We have the power to give. And we have the power to withhold. We have the power of grace. And we have the power to be mean. We have the power to be truthful, and we also have the power to lie. We have that power of honesty, and we also have the power of dishonesty. We have a wonderful power to forgive, yet we also have a destructive power that harbors grudges and resentments. You see, all of us have been given power. But it's up to us to make the choice of how we use that power. How much of that water of life that we are willing to take into our lives, and how much of the life of God that we are willing to live through our lives. You know, this week of Christmas, we're told once again that we've been given the power to choose how we can live. And we gather here today saying that we are Christians and that we've chosen the way of Christ. You know, today's New Year's Eve. And I don't know how many people make New Year's resolutions. But maybe we may need to make a resolution in our Christian faith that this will be a year when we really use the power we have been given by God to reflect the love of Christ in how we live. When each one of us as individuals chooses that, when we come together as a community of faith, then we as a community of faith begin to reflect an action that speaks of love, a place that speaks of forgiveness, a place that offers a welcome and offers acceptance, a community that shows the power of God as seen in Christ through us. I believe that what's happening here at St. John's to individuals and as a community of faith has been born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of people, but of the will of God. I pray that the year 2007 sees us make the choices that continue to reflect the will and the power of Almighty God. Amen.